June 20th, Monroe Planning Commission meeting to order. First order of business, minutes from the June 6th meeting that you were mailed. Any questions, additions, or changes? If not, that's very motion to approve.
Just one typographical error, I'll submit it.
Okay.
Otherwise, it looks good to me.
It's minor, so we can just...
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, get a motion and second to approve the minutes as read, or mailed, I should say. I didn't read them, did we? Did you read them? Good.
I wasn't here, so I had to read them.
Oh, that's right, so done. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay. Now we move on to the, it's 7:02, so I'm a minute late. 7:01, Midwest Storage First Edition Preliminary / Final Plat. Public meeting, public, let's see it.
Public hearing.
Is there anyone wishes to speak in regards to this?
Do you want me to go ahead and present it?
Yeah, why don't you do that first? We'll let Sarah present the first.
So, before us, we have Midwest Storage Second Edition Preliminary and Final Plat. This plat is minor enough that we've combined the process. The applicant is Myron Krupa. We saw a Midwest Storage First Edition not too long ago, back at the end of last year, for this area. The two parcels that are pertain to this plat they were formerly lots 2 and 3. They'll now become lots 1 and 2 for this particular plat. It's a minor lot line change is what's happening, what's being proposed. And you'll see that on the far left side of lot 1. Outlot A will stay the same, so all parcels will still have access to Highway 12 through that outlot. Really, the purpose of this is so that he can have an accessory kiosk for Midwest Storage on the parcel. So any accessory use has to be on the parcel for Midwest Storage. And so he had to change those lot lines so that he can move it from a different building onto this land. So he'll construct a new kiosk on it, and then the sign will be moved onto this as well.
Okay. Is there anyone here on the public hearing wishes to speak for or against on this?
On the diagram, can you point out where that kiosk?
Yep, absolutely. So here on the map, you'll see Midwest Storage.
Yep.
This is the lot line that's changed right here, right to the right of outlot A. This will be extended, and the kiosk will sit kind of in the center on the west side of that northern parcel, closer to Highway 12. Yep. Almost directly across the driveway from where the cleaner building is currently.
Sarah, you know the purpose of the kiosk?
The kiosk is currently in the cleaner's building. It serves as basically a way for people to pay their rent for their mini storage, as far as I'm aware and how I understand it. So it's kind of like an ATM, but for Midwest Storage itself.
You can actually rent one through the kiosk also.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Will it be installed in the exterior or the interior?
It's going to be exterior. Which the gate for Midwest Storage runs right along their parcel line right now, right here. And so he didn't want to have to change the gate, so he changed the lot line instead to allow that kiosk to be further north and outside of that gate so that you could access the kiosk without having to be inside the actual Midwest storage grounds.
I'd like to ask a question.
Yep.
Go ahead. What are they planning on doing to this area right in here? It looks like we got trucks parked alongside there right now.
It
is just being used for temporary truck storage right now.
Okay.
It's a temporary consignment sales lot, as near as I know. I'm sure as soon as the right business comes along that wants to buy it, the owner's going to want to turn that property over and sell it.
Mm-hmm. This whole property that you're talking about right through there?
That's correct.
Yes.
Is that for sale?
Yes.
You mean just lot two?
Yeah.
Yeah, lot two.
Okay. Is there any plans of doing anything with the storage areas that are there now, right now?
No.
Oh, there
no. Nope. This is simply a replat, so it's simply a change of lot lines. It doesn't have to do with the use, per se, of okay. what Midwest Storage is actually doing right now.
But now we got another question.
Okay.
The alley behind the storage units that belongs to them.
Okay.
That has not been cleaned up at all, and it's... holy mess. It's got a lot of weeds and a lot of stickery things out there, and it gets into our yards.
Okay.
So, and he claimed that he was going to get at that, you know, in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost into July.
Yep.
And I know it's been rainy.
And we can address that tomorrow. In a different manner, we can.
We'll let the engineering department know. Okay. They send out the notices for mowing and weed removal, and if it's not done in 7 days, the city will go in and do it and send them the bill.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Any questions?
Hearing none, I'll close the hearing. And we'll open up to the commissioners. Anybody have any questions regarding this? Any discussion? Or do I have that after the motion?
Nope, you're right.
Yeah. I just forget this before. Hearing none, look for a motion to
have a motion that we approve the plat as submitted with the addition that the engineering public works comments be incorporated into the recommendations in their entirety and approved as such.
I do have a note about that quick. The engineering comments, and I've talked to them since these comments were put in there, there has been an easement for that private water line that runs through that northern parcel. There has been an easement drafted and approved. Because of the timing of when the plat, when that old plat was brought to the county and recorded and everything, there's just been some setbacks in all of that kind of showing up on the county system. So there is an easement that does exist across that private water line that you'll see on the east side of parcel one, or lot one. It simply is not reflected in this preliminary plat, and that's why it's staff recommendation that we make a note or a condition that that easement be reflected on the plat itself. And then the 6-foot utility easements around the lot lines there, that also is not reflected along that lot line change, which does need to change as well.
And when you say, when you refer to the 6-foot easement, are you referring to recommendation number one?
Yes.
Yes. And when you're referring to the water main easement, you're referring to recommendation two?
Correct. Yep. So engineering was unaware of the easement that does exist. They did not realize that had been taken care of. It just hasn't. That easement will be recorded with the plat once the county processes it, which should be very soon.
You got a question back there?
Yep.
How big a water line is that?
Boy. Mm-hmm.
It's just a service line, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a private water main that runs from It looks like Highway 12 down to 2.
Yeah.
You can see it on the plat. It doesn't have a size on it, but...
If they sized it for fire, for hydrant on it, for fire, I imagine.
Yeah.
So probably at least a 6, maybe.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's a minimum of 6, and we typically require an 8, 8-inch.
Yeah. Okay. Any other commissioners have any questions? Okay. Look for a motion. Looking for a motion.
Yep, we had a motion.
Amend that motion to approve in accordance with and including the recommendations. Just submitted and including the recommendations.
Okay, do I have a second?
I think the recommendations are stated with the clarification covers it.
I'll second.
A second? We got a motion and a second.
Simple majority vote on this one.
Oh, it is voice? Yeah, it's voice.
Yep, just a voice.
Okay, so we'll have a voice. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Okay. We now will move on to the Co-op Credit Union Plan Review. And open the public hearing for them. Is there a public hearing for them?
So the next item on the agenda is the Co-op Credit Union Plan Review. And we do have two representatives from the project. I can touch on a brief couple notes, and then I'll let you guys go ahead and present some more. So the applicant is HTG Architects out of Eden Prairie. On behalf of the Co-op Credit Union, they're currently looking at, they have a purchase agreement with contingency on a parcel of land across the road from Aldi's. So just east of them there, north of where Qdoba is right now. The property is zoned general business. All of their lot minimum area requirements, setbacks, everything are met. Parking requirements are met. We require 24 spaces per the zoning ordinance, and they've planned for 28, so that looks awesome. There is one drive-up window, which is why this plan review is before us tonight. The drive-up has three lanes proposed, and each lane has stacking room for 4 cars at each lane, so there'll be 12 car stacking capability there. The site has 2 proposed ingress egress curb cuts, one on the north side of the property off of 5th Street, and one on the east side of the property off of 19th, and those have been pushed pretty much to the edge of the parcels per engineering comments and suggestions. The curb cut size fits within our standards, within our requirements. In the building, there is a building drawing there that's been submitted for a couple different ideas. There's not a final building appearance that's been approved or selected yet, but they do have a couple of those drawings there. The engineering did have a couple comments. We don't have a utility plan sheet yet or anything like that, and that will be submitted, must be submitted prior to building permits and all of that, which they've noted, and then we'll need the SWIP sheet filled out as well. Bolton and Mink has submitted the drainage analysis, and engineering does have a copy of that currently, and those, they said, looked great. And then there'll be some pavement marking revisions needed for that 5th Street entrance. Currently, the left turn lane to get into the shopping mall and Aldi parking lot there is right in line with where this new ingress egress would be. So they just have to change it to be a double turn lane instead of that single left turn lane. So we don't have any issues there. Other than that, it all looks pretty good. There was some future site development potentials drawn on that sheet, and I have a couple questions about how close those would be in setbacks, so I made it a recommendation that it's a condition that those future developments meet setbacks, but nothing too crazy.
Okay.
Do you guys have anything else to add?
Hi. My name is Russ Schramm, and I'm with HTG Architects. And I'm here if you have any specific questions related to the proposed site layout, building, etc. The exterior design sketches that you have, option three is the preferred direction at this point. I think that was the front side that you had there. So,
is there going to be turn lanes made in here, or are they going to be able to just turn off of 19th? There's not going to be turn lanes, are there?
No, I don't. I'm just looking at that. I don't think that far over there.
Of course, there's a right lane that goes through there.
There's a right lane there.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure.
That will not require a turn lane.
Yeah.
Okay. Neither one. Okay.
Question?
Yeah.
I see they've got a pylon sign in the corner down here.
Mm-hmm.
Does that have they submitted any size or things like that?
Nope, no sign permits have been submitted at this point, and that'll be something that staff will have approved and looked at prior to giving the okay on that.
That would kind of fall in line with like the auto dealership that just was put in to the west of this, yeah. On the other side of Aldi's, and then with the Candy Mall properties, and those same guidelines would, and
this
size
one,
and
this one's under stuff. General business, so the general business restrictions on signs are a little bit more stringent than what shopping center is, no more restrictive.
Okay.
But it's still very unusual for anyone to bump up against maximum sign area.
Yeah.
In the general business district. The height, the 20-foot height or 25-foot height, depending upon what they choose based on setback, is pretty commonly hit, but the size, we allow way more size than most businesses want.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking of that. So that doesn't have to be dealt with
tonight, no.
Later on or something after
no,
the plans are
staff
done
takes
that
care
it
of
all
that. Yeah.
Yep.
Runs
staff takes
through
care
the
of
whole.
That.
Yeah.
All the sign review will be done internally by Sarah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she'll get it right.
Of course.
Been through that sign thing before. Okay.
Yep, and there are requirements for setbacks on the corners and different things.
Yeah,
yeah, typically with the pylon sign, on an intersection like that, we require a minimum of 7.5 feet to the bottom of any sign structure. So it's got to have 7.5 clear on the pole.
Yeah.
That's adequate.
Yeah. Okay.
So what do we do? We've got a...
You got some... Okay. Staff and engineering comments.
Yeah.
We have the motion to include those engineering comments in the motion, I'm assuming that they fill all those.
Yep. Recommendation B on the staff comments there is that the engineering department comments be met, adhered to, and any additional information be supplied as requested for them.
I see you've got civils for the stormwater pond. That's already been calculated, and so the Bolton make plans? Okay, so they've actually done their stormwater counts and sized it accordingly, okay.
Yes, I believe that is into engineering. They submitted that to engineering.
They did.
Okay.
Oh, I've actually got a copy of it here as well. But they have a whole, they did the drainage analysis and everything and submitted it to engineering.
Will some of the water go to that north pond area over there too, or is it all going to go down?
I am not sure.
I believe
it all goes into the
one down the corner
on site, on
the
credit union site.
Yep.
Okay. Because that other pond is an overflow for the ditch, right?
It can work both ways.
Yeah.
It can collect water and discharge to the ditch, or it can take a surge from the ditch.
Okay.
As well, so.
Okay.
What it does is based on the intensity and the duration of the rainfall event.
Yeah.
If you get a lot of rain fast, it's gonna push up and fill in there. If you get a slow rain, it's gonna run in there and go into the ditch.
Okay, yep. Okay. Any other comments from the commissioners? Any more comments from the architect on this? Anything else that you wish to?
I should introduce Kayla. She's with Co-op Credit Union.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Is this Co-op Credit Union, is this related to the one that's in, is it still in Cub?
Cub Foods, yep.
It is. Are you moving that from there to here?
That would be the
plan?
Intention. Yep.
Okay. And you have another one, do you have another one like in Montevideo?
Montevideo and Benson and Camby. We've got four offices currently.
Okay.
Yep. We've actually been in Wilmer since 2003 and in Cub Foods.
Yep.
What's your schedule for this project?
We are hoping to be wrapping up early spring and hopefully get in in the spring into the new facility.
Okay, so you're going to start construction this year.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I didn't do that. Nervous twitch.
Well, while we're on that subject, could you give us a short summary of the credit union history and what services it offers?
Yeah, the credit union has actually been in existence since 1940. Like I said, we've been in Wilmer since 2003, and we're a full-service financial institution. So, you know, all your traditional deposit products, checking, savings, IRA savings, members, money market type accounts, certificates, also full loan services as well. So we do home loans, consumer, any type of consumer lending, ag and business lending as well. So very much full service as in other financial institutions.
How many employees are you going to have in there?
In this office, you know, probably to start with 4 to 5, and we hope to grow.
Okay.
I mean, it's been tough to grow in the grocery store, so that's our intention is to grow at this new location. So.
Everything I get at the grocery store makes me grow.
Makes
you grow. Yeah, everything. Yeah, I can get the grocery store. Yeah. It makes me grow too. Yeah.
Was the pond placed where it is on the drawing for? Just for some, that was the best use of space. It just seems to be right up next to the traveled roadway. Then those things kind of turn into eyesores after a few years. And I just was wondering if it, you know, there versus the back, if you thought about that, or I suppose it takes your whole parking and driving design.
Right. Where it's located in that southeast corner, that's the most available area or land available for the retention pond. And trying to think long term, when Kayla knocks it out of the park, when they keep growing and need to expand, we want to make sure that they have the space to be able to expand their parking and the building. So that's why that retention pond is in the corner where it is.
Okay.
You remember on Aldi's, theirs is between the parking and the sidewalk on the east side of their building. Their stormwater pond is linear, and that works very well. It's mobile. And
Okay. Yeah, like Jeff said, some of these stormwater pond holding tanks get kind of ugly after a while.
Right.
So start filling them up with cattails and everything else, because you can't mow them hardly, so.
But this other one seems to be the big one. Seems to be.
Judging by the depth of this one, it looks like it's intended to be a wet pond. It's not going to be a dry pond.
Correct. That's what Bolton and Mink had stated, that it would likely be a wet pond.
Yeah. Okay. Any other comments from the commissioners?
What is the current zoning and the location?
That's general business.
Yeah. I think that whole area is, isn't it?
Right
down the. Down Fifth Street and 19th Avenue.
Yeah, you've got some city-owned land, but mostly general business.
Yeah.
Transitioning into that residential area back here.
Mm-hmm. Who owns that triangle just to the north of that?
That's that one.
Is that city?
Oh, that right there.
Yeah.
That's the pond there.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh,
that's
the pond.
Yeah,
okay.
That's an holding pond.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one right in back of the old Waste Treatment Plant.
Kind of where the red writing is?
The pond in that little triangle area, that was put in when Fifth Street was built on the backside of the pond.
About that big one, that's kind of...
So what's between all these and strip mall? There's that area right there.
Right there?
What is that zoned?
That's shopping mall.
Oh, that's a shop, oh, that's a shopping mall.
Yep, this is part of the shopping mall.
All right, okay. Oh, yeah, because...
This is where that new, this is where AutoZone is.
Yeah, number eight.
Yep, and then this is...
Strip mall.
Yeah, that's a strip mall.
There's Anytime Fitness in here, and there's a Chinese restaurant and grocery store. Yeah, that little strip on the end there.
Okay, yeah, that's... I couldn't see that that was the building there, but yeah, that's... Okay, all right. Okay. Any no more questions or anything? I believe this is, I have to read the findings of fact.
Yep.
And it'll be a roll call vote, so you get to hear me talk. Okay, number one, that the conditional use and plan review with such conditions as the commission shall determine and attach conforms to the purpose and intent of this ordinance and is in conformity with the comprehensive land use plan of the city. Number two, that there was no factual demonstration of substantial appreciable negative impact on values to properties in the neighborhood from the proposed conditional use. The conditional use slash plan review will not result in the destruction, loss, or damage of natural, scenic, or historic feature of a major importance to the community. That the number four, the conditional use and plan review will not impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of surrounding property for use permitted in the district as zoned. Number five, that adequate utilities, access roads, and a key one, stormwater management and other necessary facilities have been or are being provided. Number six, that the adequate measures have been or will be taken to provide ingress and egress in such a manner as to minimize traffic congestion and maximize public safety in the public streets. And number seven, the conditional use slash plan review will be designed, constructed, operated, and maintained in a manner that is compatible in appearance with the existing or an intended character of the surrounding area neighborhood. With that, we have a roll call vote. And Jeffrey, we'll start with you.
Aye.
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 Aye. Six ayes, no nays. Did I get a motion?
I was just going to ask that.
I don't think I did, did I?
Right.
Okay, let's back up. Okay. I would like to entertain a motion for approval. Sorry. Anybody want to?
So moved.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of move with the recommendations of the city engineers.
Jerry wanted it. You want to second his motion?
We'll second it.
Okay. So I do have a motion finally.
Now we got to reconsider.
Now we got to reconsider your vote, right? Okay, there's a roll. Do we have it? Okay. Now we'll go to roll call. Jeff, start again. Think about
aye.
It. Jerry?
Aye.
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 Aye. Six ayes, no nays. Motion passes. And then we move on.
That's it.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Any miscellany there, Sarah?
That's it.
That's it. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Meeting's adjourned.
Is that an executive decision?
It's an executive decision.
I better make a motion today.
Somebody please make a motion.
Let me make an executive order. Okay.